Welcome to this first episode of Podcasting in the Classroom, a podcast created and produced by Softees about just how the use of recorded audio published to the web can inspire creativity and learning in schools. This podcast series has three main aims. Firstly, it should help introduce and explain the concept of podcasting to people who may have heard of the word, thanks to wide media exposure, but who would like to know exactly just what podcasting is all about. Secondly, for those of you who are already familiar with the concept of podcasting, this series aims to enhance your knowledge by, amongst other things, sharing some real-life stories of teachers who have or are currently using podcasting as a tool to inspire creativity and learning in their own classrooms. Finally, it will also consider the use of different tools, such as Softees' own all-in-one podcast creation and publishing tool Podium, as well as important peripherals, such as microphones and portable digital recorders, that can help enhance and make your podcasting experience in the classroom easier and more rewarding. So to start off with, this episode will start the series by explaining exactly what a podcast is, as well as some of the principal benefits of using podcasting with children in the classroom. According to Wikipedia, podcasting is the practice of making audio files available online in a way that allows software to automatically detect new files and download them. Technically, this is accomplished by using RSS feeds to provide information about a collection of audio files in MP3 format. Please be aware that the term podcasting is often used to refer to single one-off audio files that can be downloaded from the internet. These are not, strictly speaking, true podcasts, which should always be a series of episodic broadcasts. Furthermore, podcasts aren't limited to audio files, as indeed video files and PDF files are also available in podcasting format. Podcasting lets anybody with a microphone, a computer, and an internet connection publish audio broadcasts that can be listened to by people anywhere in the world. Because the barriers to entry are very low, podcasting is rapidly becoming a popular way for people to share audio broadcasts. Podcasts are free and can be automatically downloaded to both your computer and your portable media player, neither of which, incidentally, have to be made by Apple, so they can be listened to whenever convenient, anytime and anywhere. Podcasting can be used by both teachers and pupils and is fast attracting significant interest from all educational sectors. It's a quick, convenient and low-cost way to extend lessons both within and beyond the classroom. From simply recording existing lessons to developing new and extended course materials, teachers and pupils alike can take advantage of the many benefits of downloadable content contained in educational podcasts. Using podcasting as part of a child's daily educational life has many potential advantages. First of all, in the classroom, podcasts have a number of key benefits. Podcasts can relate to any curriculum area, such as a weather diary in geography, recording experiments in science, modern foreign languages, drama, or indeed music. Creativity is assured no matter what subject is the focus. Any age range or ability group can create a podcast, and it is especially powerful to hear secondary age children contribute to the podcast of their former primary school, a great tool for improving transition. Podcasts can provide bespoke materials to support any learning situation with audio material for learning on demand, anytime and anywhere. There is also tremendous potential to support or extend the work of any pupil with special needs, and a podcast could be especially useful for children who miss sessions, for example due to illness. Secondly, podcasting can certainly play an important role in establishing and developing links between the school and other educational establishments, as well as the community at home. Some schools, for example, already use podcasting as an effective way to communicate with parents on a regular basis, for example via a regularly broadcast school newsletter, rather than or in addition to a printed version. Since materials are recorded, there is complete flexibility in creating resources that would be particularly appropriate for children or adults with a reading difficulty, or who perhaps have English as a second or third language. Any language could easily be used as the medium for the podcast itself. Furthermore, podcasting can bring a whole new approach to homework. For example, via the use of audio notes to reinforce learning, or indeed just for revision, just as this recording has been intended. Possibly the greatest area of impact that podcasting can have relates to the personalised learning agenda, however, as children themselves can benefit enormously and in many ways from making podcasts. Podcasting provides children with a potential audience of thousands for their work, so they have to learn quickly about tailoring their podcasts for different and potentially large audiences. In order to achieve their desired broadcast quality, pupils have to concentrate significantly on improving their speaking and listening skills. Moreover, this will have a major knock-on effect for their writing and recording skills, for example when writing scripts and setting up interviews, etc. Without a doubt, publishing their own podcast is hugely motivating for pupils. Indeed, web publishing in general is truly the zeitgeist for the modern generation. It is how they increasingly interact with each other and the rest of the world every day via their social networks, and they're remarkably comfortable and adept at it. The motivation to produce podcasts and to publish to the web is due, at least in part, to the strong sense of ownership they derive from producing their own works. This is also demonstrated by their desire to push themselves and to produce broadcasts of sometimes quite stunning quality. By learning how to embrace a podcast, pupils are not only extending their ICT skills and capabilities, they are learning to embrace new technologies in a relentlessly changing world. Collaborative working and teamwork skills are further real benefits of podcasting. Many hours of work are required, for example, to produce a school radio broadcast, or to develop some creative writing or musical compositions. Finally, there is a fantastic level world of real-world feedback that can be obtained from podcasts. The broadcasts can be truly interactive, and the audience can be invited to participate by emailing their comments to the school. This gives invaluable feedback to the children about the work from their actual audience, and often quite literally from all over the world. So, to sum up, a podcast is a series of audio broadcasts. It's not just a one-off recording. They are delivered automatically to you, for you to listen to, anytime on your computer or indeed MP3 player. And there are a plethora of reasons why podcasting should be used as an important tool to facilitate learning across the curriculum. In the era of MySpace and Bebo and other social networks, user-generated content that is published to the web is clearly key to motivating the modern generation and unlocking their creative talents. It should be clear, therefore, that podcasting, without any doubt, has the potential to make a hugely significant impact on the learning and teaching in schools today. That's all for this episode. In future broadcasts, I will be reflecting with teachers who have or are currently using podcasting as a tool with children in their school, and sharing some of the practicalities for how to get going with podcasting, as well as the impact it has had and can have on children's motivation and the quality of work that they produce. So in the meantime, if you would like to know more about our all-in-one educational podcasting tool, Podium, please do visit our website at www.podiumpodcasting.com. You might also like to check out our blog, which contains more real-life case studies, news and videos. And the blog's address is www.podiumpodcasting.com/blog. So that's it for today. If you have any comments or feedback, please feel free to send them to me personally at my email address, which is jwatson@softees.com. That's jwatson@softees.com. Softees is spelled S-O-F-T-E-A-S-E. Thank you very much for listening.